the last chapter in the Bible, Revelation chapter 22. This morning I'm going to talk about God's last invitation. You know, the Bible begins with the promise of the coming of a Messiah, of a Savior, in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. That promise of a Messiah, that promise of a Savior found in the very beginning of the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the one who will give us the victory and life and the victory over Satan. When we come to Revelation 22, there's another promise of a coming. This is not the first coming, but this is the second coming of Jesus Christ. As we know, Revelation is the last book in the Bible. This is the last chapter in the Bible. Last week, we talked about God's invitation to Christians, to believers. From Revelation 22, if you remember, we talked about we should be about obedience, we should be about worship, and we should be about service. And so we talked about that last week, and that was God's invitation to believers. We come today, however, to this part of the invitation that we're going to talk about. And this invitation today is an invitation to unbelievers. This is an invitation to those who are lost. This is an invitation to those who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So let's begin here with this invitation, and we'll talk about it today. Revelation chapter 22, and I want to begin here at verse 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are the dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. Verse 16, Jesus, that's very important. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Verse 17, and here's the invitation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely, I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. God's last invitation is found right here in this passage that I have read this morning. The invitation is seen right in the crux of this passage. Right in the heart of this passage in verse 17 is the invitation. And then surrounding the invitation, you have the incentives. You have the reasons for obeying this invitation, for accepting this invitation, for coming to Jesus Christ. So first of all, this morning, what I want to talk about is the invitation that is given. And so let's talk about the invitation in verse 17. You know, invitations are given to us from time to time. And, you know, we can receive an invitation for, it could be a wedding, it could be a graduation, it could be retirement. party or anything like that, but we receive invitations all the time. Now, those invitations, you know, we either accept or reject those invitations for whatever reason. It may be that we cannot go, you know, on that day, or maybe we have a conflict or things like that. And then it could be that we could receive, you know, that we could receive the invitation and say, yes, I'm coming. This is an invitation here that is very important. This is an invitation that no one should ever turn down. So let's talk about the invitation. The Bible says the Spirit says come. What is that? That's God's Holy Spirit. That's God's Holy Spirit that is working in the world today. It's the Holy Spirit that touches your heart. It's the Holy Spirit that touches hearts of people to come to Christ and to believe in Him. When we have that interest in Christ, certainly, it begins with the work of the Holy Spirit in one's heart. And so what the Spirit says is come. The job of the Holy Spirit in the world today is to bring people to Christ, to convict of sin, to show us our need, and for us to come to Christ. So the Spirit says come. Then the Bible says the bride says come. Who's the bride? That's the church. That's you. That's believers. The bride of Christ is the church. It is believers. People who believe in the Lord, who trust in the Lord. So why would the bride say come? Why would the bride say come? Why would the bride extend this invitation? Because the bride knows that Jesus Christ is everything. The bride knows that in heaven, that is a place of perfection. The bride knows that in heaven, there's no more sin, there's no more sorrow, there's no more hurt. And so the bride says, come. And then the Bible tells us here that the invitation is given here to those who hear. Those who hear the word, those who thirst, come. Those who have a desire, take of the water of life freely. So this invitation is to whosoever will. This is an invitation to those who need to trust Christ as Savior. And so what the Bible says here in this invitation is to come. If you hear the word, if you know about Jesus, you know that Jesus came and He died on the cross for our sin. If that's what you know, if you've heard that, and then you recognize your need, if you recognize that's what thirst is. See, thirst, to be thirsty is recognizing a need for water. When we recognize our need for Christ, we recognize that we need to be saved. We recognize our need for Jesus Christ and eternal life. When we recognize that, then what we do is appropriate that. Whoever desires, let him come and take of the water of life freely. What is that? That's salvation. The water of life is free. Why? Because Jesus Christ paid the price for our salvation on Calvary. Now that's the invitation. This is God's last invitation. All through the Bible you find Jesus saying, come. Come to me. You who are weary, you who labor, you who are burdened, come to me. Over and over again you find the word come. You find it in the Old Testament. Come, come to God. So right here, in the last book of the Bible, in the last chapter before the Bible, you know, is completed, then the invitation has come to me. Now I want you to talk about, the incentives. Why should a person accept this invitation? Why should a person do what this invitation is asking to come to Jesus Christ? First of all, because of the person who's giving the invitation. I, Jesus, as the Bible says. Jesus is giving this invitation. It says here in Scripture, in verse 13, I am Alpha and Omega. This letter, this book, was written to a group of people who were Gentiles. They spoke the Greek language. Alpha and Omega is like us saying A, Z. Alpha would be the first letter in their alphabet. Omega is the last letter in the Greek alphabet. So he's saying, I am everything. I'm everything from A to Z. I'm everything from the beginning to the end. I'm everything from the first to the last. To be in Christ is to be a Christian. To have forgiveness is to know Jesus Christ and the forgiveness that He gives. He is everything to us. That's what He's saying. To have hope is to have hope in Jesus Christ. He is everything. He is the beginning and the end. Everything in between, the first and the last. So the person giving this invitation is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. So what Jesus is saying is, come to me. One more time, I'm giving you that invitation before it's too late. Before it's too late, I want you to come to me. Now, the second incentive here that's seen is seen here in the Scripture in verse 14 and 15. And it's because of the promise of heaven. The Bible talks about blessed are those who do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, that they may enter through the gates of the city. And then in verse 15, He talks about those who are on the outside. What is this? The incentive to say yes to the invitation is the promise of heaven that He's given us. I talked about it a while ago. No more death. No more pain. No more sorrow. All those things are gone. No more sin. No more brokenness. All that is gone. However, there are those who enter. And then He says there are those on the outside of the gate. Those who enter say yes to the invitation. Those who enter are believers. Those who enter put faith and trust in Jesus Christ, because the only way to enter is to have forgiveness through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we do that, and when we trust Him, and we receive His forgiveness, then we enter through the gates of that city. But to say no to the invitation is to be on the outside. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So the incentive here is the person who's giving the invitation. The second incentive here is because of the promise of heaven. But there's a third incentive I want you to look at here in verse 18 and 19. And in verse 18 and 19, the incentive here is the truthfulness of the Word of God. Verse 18, He said, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book." What is this book? What is Revelation? Revelation is a prophecy. When John wrote the book of Revelation, God gave him the words to write. What he was doing was giving prophecy. The book of Revelation talks about things that are to come. You know, it's kind of like us when we look at the stars in heaven. We can see the stars up there, but do you know those stars, they're light years of separation, but when we look at them, you know, they look close together. When we look at the prophecy of the Bible, we can understand, you know, some of the prophecies here. We can understand what is prophesied, but what we don't understand is the distance. No one knows the time when Jesus Christ is coming. We don't know the time and day and hour when Jesus will come again. But in this book, He's given us prophecies. He said, now here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen in the last days. And He talks about all those things. And we, you know, in Revelation, that's what you have. All the things that are going to happen in the last days. He talks about those things. But what He's talking about here also is the truthfulness of those prophecies. And He says this, anyone who adds to the things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. Anyone who takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take his part from the book of life. What's He talking about there? He's talking about people who avoid the invitation by adding to. People who avoid the invitation by taking away from what the Bible has to say. That's exactly what He's talking about. And there are people like that, you know, in the world today. They try to avoid this invitation. We can have our own ideas about, you know, what we think about the Bible. We can have our own ideas about the second coming, but we need to come to the truth of what God says about it. And here's what He says, I'm coming again. And you need to be ready when I come again. And so we're not to add to, or we're not to take away from this book. There are 66 books in the Bible. We have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. Here in the last chapter, what the Lord is saying is, look, when I'm through writing this book, there's no more revelation that needs to be given. No other books of prophecy need to be written. This is the final word. This is true. So because of the truthfulness of the Bible, that's an incentive to believe. Jesus said that He was the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus doesn't tell stories. He doesn't tell lies. I mean, this is going to happen. And then there's a fourth incentive here. And it is the promise of the second coming. Listen to it in verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, I am coming quickly. Now that's His promise. I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Can you say that? Come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready. Come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready for that place of perfection. I'm ready for that place of no more sin, no more sorrow, no more heartache, no more death. I'm ready for that place. As Paul said in Thessalonians, we love the appearing of Jesus Christ. Can you say today that you love the appearing of Jesus Christ? If He came today, would you be ready? We love His appearing. So He says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I am coming quickly. So this is the promise. I am coming. And then the last verse here in the Bible and in the book. And I really want you to see how He closes this book. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. How does He close the book? With grace. God's grace. God's grace is extended to whosoever will. God's grace is extended for those who are on the outside. God's grace has been received by those who are on the inside. So He closes here with the benediction of extending His grace to whosoever will. You know, the second coming is a truth. that is, you know, it's a truth that people speculate about. It's a truth that some people deny. It's a truth that some people want to avoid and they don't want to talk about. Revelation is a book, as I said last week, you know, it scares a lot of people because of what it talks about and everything. But folks, I'm saying this. To receive this invitation is to receive Jesus Christ and to be ready when He comes again. And to know that we have the assurance of a home in heaven when He comes again. I tell you, I can't wait till He comes again. I love my family here. I love the life here. I love the church here. I love everything about living here. But I also love the appearing of Jesus Christ. And that's heaven. And the only way to get there is through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never put faith in Him, if you've never trusted Him, if you've never asked Him to come in your life and forgive you of your sin, that's what you need to do today. That's how you receive this invitation. And what Jesus is saying today is come. Come to Me. I'll give you forgiveness. Come to Me and you'll be on the inside of the gate, not on the outside of the gate. Come to Me and I'll quench the thirst that you have. You see, it begins when we recognize our need. We have a need for Jesus Christ. We have a need for forgiveness. But you see, it's more than that. We've got to do something with it. This is an invitation that we've got to do something with. You either receive it or reject it. You either say yes or you turn it down. So let's say yes to this invitation this morning. Would you stand, please, for our prayer? Father, we thank You today for Your Word. And here in the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, we find this last invitation. This is an invitation given to whosoever will. This is an invitation given and extended to those who recognize their need, for those who will come and appropriate the work of Jesus Christ in their life by saying, Lord Jesus, I need You. Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my Savior. Thank You for dying on the cross for my sin. Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be ready when You come again. That's what it means to receive this invitation. Lord, today I pray for those who need to take that step this morning. I pray right where they're standing today that they would pray the prayer and ask Jesus Christ to come into their life and forgive them of sin and be their Savior. Father, we thank You that many years ago that we accepted this invitation, that we were saved, that we know You. Lord Jesus, we look forward to the day when You come again. We look forward to the home in heaven that You prepared for us. But Lord, we know that the only way to heaven is through You. There's no other way. There's no other gate. There's no other door. There's no other entrance. It's through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The very person that extends this invitation is the person who died on the cross for our sins. I pray that we all would trust Him today and know His forgiveness. In His name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers, come forward, please. If you prayed that prayer, or you were standing today, or maybe you need more information about how to become a believer, we're here to help you, so we'd love to talk to you about that before you leave today. This time we'll receive our regular Sunday morning offering, so let's pray together. Lord, we just thank you today for your word. We thank you for this great invitation that's given in the Bible to us. And Lord, today we just pray that as we come now to this time of worship, that we would give out our hearts of love. We love you today, and Lord, we want to do those things that honor you. And so today in our worship, I pray that you will receive it as we've given it to you today. Lord, we love you, and we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that's here today. We pray that you'd bless them as they go from this place. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for giving the Lord today. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and also we'll have baby dedication next Sunday. So we'll be meeting in the MAC next Sunday for our 11 o'clock worship service. We'll have Sunday school in a regular place, and then...